With 25 years of touring and recording, the Dallas-based rock band Old 97s are no strangers to music venues up and down I-55 and I-57. GLT contributor Steve Fast speaks with lead singer and songwriter Rhett Miller about how road trips to Illinois helped give birth to the band and how keeping on the move keeps him motivated.
Old 97s hail from Dallas, Texas, but Illinois locations get plenty of shout-outs in their songs like Champaign, Illinois, The L, and even Bloomington.
Bloomington, Bloomington, where the rest of the world is over and done. Oh, you'll still be the only one.
So when lead singer Rhett Miller is asked about the Illinois connections, he says,
"Funny you should ask. There was a time when we had just started the band, and we were playing a lot in Dallas primarily, a little bit in Austin, but we weren't really breaking through in any major way. And I did a stint as a touring guitarist in a band called Killbilly that had befriended the folks at Bloodshot Records. And we came through Chicago. I made friends with a lot of the folks, including Nan Morshaw and Rob Miller at Bloodshot Records. So when the Old 97s started touring, like, we made a beeline for Chicago. There's something about that corridor, right? The north-south corridor. You go from Dallas to Chicago pretty easily. You stop at St. Louis on the way. Maybe on the way there and back, you stop in Champaign, maybe Bloomington. That was our first touring, and we would go to Chicago whenever we could. And it really started to click in Chicago in a way that it wasn't in Dallas. And we started to sell out clubs in Chicago. And then when folks in Dallas got wind of that, then all of a sudden, our stock rose in our hometown. I mean, I would say that we owe at least the precocious timing of our career to the fabulous taste of the music fans in Illinois.
So getting on the road is what kicked off your career and remains the lifeline of what you do. In addition to Old 97 shows, you also do a lot of solo shows. You wrote a book of kids' poetry, and you did a book tour. You're busy.
Yeah. In this kind of life, I mean, you have to work. Maybe that's true in every discipline and in every weird job. But for sure in music in this era, there's no real money in recorded music. And so you just go out and play gigs, which fortunately, I really love that. The only downside is that I miss my kids when I'm out on the road. But now that they're teenagers, how much longer is that even going to last? So I love to tour. I do it as much as I can, you know, get away with. And I will always come back.
But it's not all rosy, I'd imagine. The song, "I Don't Want to Die in This Town," from the last Old 97s album, that sounds like it'd only be written by somebody that's a little road weary.
How did I get here? Where was I headed? You know I can't recall.
Yeah, it's funny. I wrote that with my friend Salim Nirala, who's produced a bunch of records for the Old 97s. He usually comes at me with a title or a concept. And then I just sit down and start trying to figure out how to make it work. And in that case, there was a story about Frank Sinatra in his later years having a minor heart event on stage in Richmond, Virginia. And Richmond, Virginia, even to this day, can be, you know, I don't mean to speak ill of any city, but it's a little uptight. It's a little conservative. So the story, perhaps apocryphal, was that he ran off stage and out of the venue, just in the middle of the song, just jumped off stage, ran out stage, jumped in the town car and yelled at the driver, "Get me out of here. I don't want to die in this town." And so when he told me that story, I thought, God, that kind of feels like every day on this job. You know, it's like you just got to keep moving. You know, it's like a shark. If you stop swimming, you'll die. It's a weird job. And you always feel like you're just kind of chasing something that you can never catch. But, you know, I like it. I wouldn't trade it for the world.
Step on the gas, get out of here. I don't want to die in this town. Put it in the past in the rearview mirror. I don't want to die in this.
This is GLT's Sound Ideas. I'm correspondent Steve Fast with Rhett Miller of the Old 97s. They're playing this Wednesday in Bloomington Normal. Rhett, since the last Old 97s record, you've released a solo album, and that record has a lot of what seems to be more personal material. At the same time, you've opened yourself up and been an advocate for mental health awareness and suicide prevention.
Yeah, I got some advice pretty early on in my solo career, especially, where I was told, don't write anything that's too self-referential because it won't ever be able to achieve a universality that you always kind of want with your work. And I really bought that. And I think that if you're navel gazing, if you're diary reading, these things that I always kind of think of as being, you know, kind of gross ways to go about trying to cash in on your inner life, I do think that that can sort of keep people away and turn people off. But that said, this deep into a career, I felt like there was something to be said for going there in a way that I really hadn't before, because I thought, you know, maybe I've learned enough where I can walk the fine line and make it still feel universal, even if I'm writing stuff that's more, you know, autobiographical, just because I finally felt like I could maybe handle it in a way that didn't feel yucky, you know, that felt authentic.
GLT contributor Steve Fast speaking with Rhett Miller of Old 97s. Miller and his band Old 97s play The Castle in Bloomington Wednesday night.